叫做哈利斯吹吹杰里罗，我是我们认得一叫做哈利斯吹吹杰里罗。你能唱？Here's our warm-up song. Fishboy, we're from Denton, Texas, and we have a new album, and it's called Art Guards, and it's 9 songs about 9 different artists, and we're going to play those songs for you tonight. This first one is baseball-themed, and this is the first time we've ever played batting cages so it's very appropriate for tonight. It is about a pitcher who hates the wave, and he is one game away from breaking the no-hitter record, and then the audience does the wave and ruins his concentration, and he hits the batter, and then both teams start fighting, and his arm breaks, and he never plays baseball again. But now he's an old man, and he's doing a commercial for a toaster. Here we go. In 1988, I was a baseball great, about to break the all-time pitching record of the day. Most no-hitters played, I would submit my fate as a no-no Hall of Famer. Sad to say, I let it slip away, because I hate the way you disrespect the game and everyone who plays it, you participate. Hold it together. It was the 8th of June, and on that afternoon, I pitched a perfect tune until the autumn night. After the second out, the wave came crashing down. And the nervous crowd, I pitched the ball into the batter's box. Now you got the box, it's a perfect wave. Issues every night when I don't know exactly where to put it on, and then it goes out of tune. A little too tight. A little too tight. I'm going. There we go. All I had to do was sing Love Me Two Times. Oh god, so bad. Wait, that's good. Maybe it's my fingers. Maybe this whole time the problem was my fingers. Here we go. This song's called Love Me Too Tight. It's a parody of Love Me Two Times by The Doors. Thank you. Super popular on the social media platforms, and he goes on the news and they call him fast foodie, and he gets really upset, and as he's eating a candy bar in an art museum, he pushes over a statue that looks like a candy bar, and then he runs away. That's it. And this song is about the guard at the art museum who doesn't understand art, and but she's really good at protecting it. And one day, she sees an abstract painting, and she gets it. She gets this one painting, and she's mesmerized. And then behind her, someone pushes over a statue. And she gets fired. It's a tragedy, but she understands art now. At least this one painting.
Here we go. This is called Art Guard, and it's the title track, and it goes like this.
All with the pain in the past. next song is about a former performance artist. And throughout his 20s, all he did was performance art. And on his final piece, one of his pieces, he would throw food fights, dressed as chefs. And one of his pieces, he spent an entire week only speaking adjectives. And one of his pieces, his final piece, piece 209, he decides to, he and his friends are the very first people to ever create the wave. And now he's telling all these stories to his kid. One is 17, one is a toddler. Maybe a toddler who pushed over a statue. Probably. The world may never know. And they don't believe him because he didn't take enough pictures. And so he's a bit sad that no one knows. But then he reminds himself, it's not why I did it. We have a fourth member who has an organ. Oh, God. No, I'm not. We have a fourth member who plays an organ part that I'll be singing tonight.
Days of interrupting, things fall, things, and wondering.
The song is about a procrastinating writer who can't start her project because she keeps researching and researching and researching. And I know I'm the same way. I think I gotta keep, gotta do a little bit more research before I start this thing. Gotta do a little bit more tuning. And so what she does, she finally decides that the narrator of her story is a nurse. And her sister, who's a great sister, her sister who's great at photography, maybe we'll find out about her later, creates an amazing identification badge so that her sister can sneak into a hospital looking like a nurse and observe and do a little bit more research. And so one day, a doctor sees the nurse and she gets super scared. She goes, "What the fuck? I'm gonna get busted." She starts whispering to herself, "Oh my god. Oh my god. Three pants." Exactly, she pants three times, like, oh, oh, oh. The doctor approaches her and asks her out on a date. And she thinks, this could be something that I need to research for later. So she goes on a couple dates with this doctor for about a month. And there's nothing there. And she just is awkwardly on a date. And she's thinking, I wish I was writing. So here we go. It's called Writer Researcher, and it goes like this.
Got a
this next song is about the daughter of the former performance artist who is 17 and taking pictures in the store. Maybe you remember. Maybe not. It's all right. It's all right if you don't. I just won't like you as much if you don't. I'm just kidding. I like all of you guys. Or am I kidding about that? Okay, so this song is about an aspiring lighting technician. And she grew up loving lights. A little quieter on this beanbag action, please. So she grew up loving lights. And she hung flashlights on the wall, and she named them all first names. And she wants to be a light technician when she grows up. But her dad knows that she's a really good singer, she's a really good actor, so he wants her to be on stage in front of the audience instead of behind the stage. Wait, no. Behind the audience in front of the stage. Wait, on the stage in front of the audience instead of behind the audience in front of the stage. And this type of thing. I honestly don't know that much about lighting technicians, which is why this is an aspiring lighting technician. So, she decides she needs to audition for a band to be their lighting tech, so she sneaks out of the house with all of her lamps and puts on a light show to part of the Nutcracker Suite by Tchaikovsky. And our fourth member usually plays this part. It's like... But today, I think you know two octaves, right?
Yeah.
And then you guys know the rest. Because I just sang it. So we'll all sing it, and then we'll try and do a light show to simulate the lamps that she's flipping on and off to Tchaikovsky. And then at the end, as she's doing the show, her dad walks in because their house doesn't have any lamps. And he sees her, and he sees this amazing performance, and a tear rolls down his neck. And he's like, okay, she's a light. So this song is about half as long as the explanation, and it goes like this.
What? Hold on, I was turned down.
Here we go. Ooh. Let's play this next one, and I'll recap it later. Of acting, but the most I could find was an infomercial part for a show spirit light. I'm just a business and try as I watch late at night. Epiphany to stop. Watching TV, and he was looking on Wikipedia, and he realized that there has been a primetime medical drama every season since 1954. So, since he's not a great actor, it's not going that well. He decides to break up with the nurse that he's been dating for a month. And he tells her, "One day, I will win an Oscar, and you will understand." And then she says, best days as a doctor at the fun zone throwing beanbags. Because he goes to the fun zone and says, I'm just kidding, there's no part about that. That would be weird, right? If I wrote a whole, if I wrote the fun zone into this story, it would be really weird. Okay, so. Moving on. Do you guys want to just keep rocking, or do you guys want me to keep rambling off these stories? So this one has like an ending I'm always afraid to spoil. But I'll do it. I'll test it out tonight, spoiling it. So this song is about a popular photographer who's the sister of the nurse. And she takes amazing photographs and posts them online, but she only photographs baked items, baked goods, food, etc. And everyone loves her pictures of pizza. Every single night, people send her emails requesting the recipe for these pizzas. She never tells. She never sends them the recipe. It's her secret. But she's poor. Because likes, I've got likes on the mind, likes don't add up to cash. So a restaurateur asks her, let me buy the recipe from you. Here's a bunch of money, a ton of money. I don't know the number, but it's a lot. She says, okay, but on one condition, I make the pizzas. He says, all right, there's a grand reopening. There's a band playing, similar to this band. Everyone shows up from the album for this grand reopening. The ex-pitcher, the fast foodie is there. She's a food critic, right? He shows up. The art guard, because she lost her job. Now she's working the door. We got the former performance artist who's watching his daughter in the band. We have the actor and doctor are on their date. The nurse and actor. And then, so the fast foodie takes a bite. He spits it out. Pizza's terrible. No one has ever tasted this pizza. They only saw photographs. The photographer gives an interview the next day, and she says, I've never tasted pizza. My taste buds were fried when I was 5 years old. Really good at making pictures that look like delicious pizza, right? And she says that this is I'm doing this to remind people, don't take pizza for granted, because there's people out there who have never had it. I probably shouldn't have set this up. It's probably more powerful if I had just played this on. Because I think you could probably hear all the lyrics. But this is a test night, so here we go. We'll vote after this song. Who won the beanbag game? We all lost. Oh, it's a swap meet. We all win. I see some Star Wars prequels for sale.
It's 5 copies of episode 1 on VHS, and they're not for sale. You can just have them.
Oh, that's disappointing. Well, here's a song. I am a popular photographer that bakes 10 million followers. Everyone will say that every shot I take will make you salivate. And everybody's favorite pictures are of pizza. And in the morning, without warning, they arrive. Requests for recipes of the pictures posted previous nights. I'm proud to say I never once replied. My secrets with me die. My recipe for pizza. And then a letter came. I could not turn away. A local restaurant tour. Victory began to want a 3 months. He would hire me as chef in charge of pies. lowest rank. And in every follow-up interview I gave, I admit that to this day, I still have yet to taste. I've never had pizza. There was an accident when I was only 5. It left my taste buds permanently fried. So I focused on my eyes, and later I decided I would photograph what the people like and the people. This is the very last song, and it takes place the moment after the fast foodie spits out the pizza bite. Everyone is there. I shouldn't explain it all, right? You heard the explanation last night. It was like 10 minutes long. So let's take a vote. Would you have rather not heard the pizza story before? Vote yes. Did you enjoy hearing this story before? Do you have, okay, 3. Do you have 4? Do you have 5?
No.
Do you have no opinion?
Abstain?
Okay, no opinion. It works both ways. All right. I think both ways is better if it is a no. Don't tell it. All right. Oh, God. All right. Do you guys really, this one's super long. You really want to hear it? You don't want to hear the explanation, right? So everyone's there. Fast foodie spits the bite out. Yeah, sit down, please. Please, it's going to be a long story. Fast foodie's there, spits it out. Puts his hand down on some sauce. The art guard sees the handprint on the table and says, the drummer's checking his Instagram stories. It's gonna be a while, like I said. So the art guard sees the handprint on the table, and she's like, "Oh my God, that's a handprint made of chocolate that was on the statue that got pushed down and cost me my job." She grabs the fast food. It's like, "Wow, I hate you." I don't know. She's cursing, and then she knocks over the tables, all the food off the table, which makes an audience do the wave. And then the ex-pitcher is there. He's like, "You guys are making fun of me. My arm's still good." And then he starts throwing food at everyone, right? And it's really fast, right? And he starts cursing about the wave. Okay, the former performance artist is there, and he's like, "I'm the inventor of the wave." He starts throwing food back at the ex-pitcher. All right, the ex-pitcher still has a lot of heat, so he starts, right? Starts throwing it back at the former performance artist, who's getting walloped. He's losing. Looks like he's in pain. His daughter, who's a lighting technician, decides, "I gotta do something." She flashes a flashbulb at the ex-pitcher. He goes blind, trips backwards, falls on his arm, the arm that he broke in 1988. He's in major pain. Not major pain in the Damon Wayans movie, but actual pain. And then, man, I got sidetracked thinking about Damon Wayans. So he falls back, and then someone's like, "Oh my God, is there a doctor in the house?" The actor doctor steps up and he's like, "I'm the doctor." He looks down and he says, "Oh, we might need to amputate." But he's like, "I need some supplies." They bring supplies in from the kitchen. They wrap it up with like a thing of salami and like a cheesecloth. And then the ambulance arrives, and the writer looks over to the front man of the band, who might be similar to me, might be similar, the whole band might be similar. And she's like, "Maybe we should stay in touch and interview people and figure out what exactly happened." So they get together, and right story and write an album, and it's very similar to the album you've heard tonight. But this song is about the front man of the band who's playing a pizza place where no one is paying attention, and he's down on himself. So that's what this was about. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Former writer girlfriend. days it might be easy, other days it's hard. They can take you down, but they can't take your heart.